is it, son?
My Nintendo's broken, Dad. I was halfway through a game of Super Mario and the screen went blank.
Don't worry. I'll get Bruce Grovelaar round.
Why him?
Well, if anyone can fix a game, he can.
With Peter Moss and the Hudliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what David Meller does to just about anything. That's right, David Meller, the man who looks like a rabbit and acts like one, doesn't he? I feel sorry for him, though, don't you? I mean, what's going to happen when he loses his looks? And poor old Bruce Grovelaar, eh? Dear, he should have played for Spurs. No one would have noticed, would they? And I see a building society is offering the Bruce Grovelaar high interest account. Apparently, the more money you put in, the less you've saved, yeah. Meanwhile, I see somebody broke into Tory party headquarters and stole their file on sleaze. Police are looking for a weightlifter with a double hernia, you know. This week, too, Britain's first lottery tickets go on sale. They're called hospital appointments. Prince Charles says people should get rid of their old bangers. That's bad news for Camilla, really, isn't it? On TV this week, they're reminding us that Lord Lucan's been missing for 20 years. Still, if they really wanted to find him, they'd have set the Child Support Agency on to him, wouldn't they? Oh, and what about Danny Baker getting 1,500 quid an hour for doing his radio show? Do you know, that's more than Van Gogh would have got if he'd painted a picture and sold it himself. And he only cut off 50% of his listeners. Known in the trades as wordy but worthwhile, I feel. And I read that a 96-year-old woman has just retired after 72 years as a church organist. Next week she's auditioning for Status Quo, you know. Oh, and in another top showbiz story, a pantomime at an old folks' home has an 89-year-old playing Cinderella. Prince Charming's got his work cut out, I tell you. Whoever fits this day-marked vest, I will wed. You know. More good news. The first in a new chain of discount undertakers opened this week in an old toy warehouse. Yes. They're called Stiffs or Us. Oh, and among the silliest stories of the week was that bloke who claimed that a slimming drink made his manhood shrink to half its normal size. Well, it's his own fault. He should have stirred it with a spoon like everyone else. Write this appalling stuff, you know. And finally, did you see that report that claims constantly repeating yourself is a sign you're not getting enough sex? Did you see that report that claims...
Oh, John, what is the matter, beloved? You're tossing and turning...
I'm sorry, my angel, it's just that nothing ever seems to go right. First, Mellor decided to go back to basics again, and then this David Martin character resigns.
Who?
Exactly. No one's heard of the little prat, have they? Not until he resigns, and suddenly, according to the press, he's a crucial member of the cabinet.
Oh, what did this one resign for? Cash for questions? Pregnant? Mistress? Research assistant?
Oh, you mean bung up, bonk up, or bunk up? None of them. He said it was a matter of honour.
Honour? Are you sure he was a Conservative?
Yes, I am. He's one of those right... Well, what? They're clapping. Backbenchers, they're all the same. They really are. Yes, he's one of those right-wingers who are always trying to split us up.
I don't understand all this right and left business. Oh, you're all members of the same party.
It's like in this bed, Norma, there's a right side and the left side. And sometimes when we've had a little tiff, we keep to our own sides. But it's much better if we join up in the middle.
Oh, yes. Like this, you mean?
Now, Norma.
Oh, John.
Oh, wow.
Mellor.
Oh, please, call me Super Stud. Three in a bed, sex sensation. Let's get down a boogie, eh? I love it.
Why are you in my bed?
You prefer the back of the car? That's fine with me. I've got the Ford Fiesta idling outside. I'm easy.
Yes, I think we've worked that one out for ourselves, Mellor.
I must say, Norma, you look ravishing in that thermal vest.
Oh, David. I like your outfit, too.
It's the new Chelsea strip. Except I can last a full 90 minutes, you know what I mean? And I always score away from home, baby.
Mellor!
Sorry, PM, I just don't seem to be able to stop myself.
No. Have you tried tying a knot in it, have you?
No, but it sounds fun.
Oh, I could help you there, David.
Norma!
Well, I'm very good at tying knots. I learned all about it in the brownies.
I bet you did, babe. I love a girl who knows how to tighten her toggle. Come here, darling.
God, it's pathetic, Mellor. Look at you. You're 45, fat, ugly as sin. Why do you keep it up?
It's how I keep it up. Oh.
I mean it, Mellor. You've ruined your life, destroyed your family, fouled up a promising political career. Why?
Well, excuse me, Maestro. That'll be the agent. hi, yeah? I'll tell hello I won 50,000. What? I tell them I don't get out of bed for less than 20 grand. What? Oh, they want me in bed. Well, that'll be an extra 50p, eh? Ciao. Sorry, what were you saying, PM?
You must agree, as an MP, Mellor. And as a bloke, you are a joke, a mess.
Well, it takes one to know one, eh?
We're in some doubt. We can't work out, Mellor. Why such a heel is still a real success?
Well, I just don't know when I'm licked. That's my toes, of course.
Mellor, Mellor. Toady self-seller, addicted to wagging his tongue.
I wouldn't say that.
Mellor.
Cad storyteller, he ought to be jolly well hung.
Well, I've had no complaints so far, darling.
First it's DeSantia, then Cobham. How does he manage to...
Meet him?
A Mellor of roses smeller, although he is knee-deep in dung.
He sounds kinky. Lady Cobham keeps horse.
Mellor, Randy Repeller, with foul fascination and a flair.
A pair of flares, actually.
Mellor.
Carnal cave dweller. A crud, but he just doesn't care.
Well, it's the crud that forms on the top, then.
I do my best, and they slay me.
I know. I do my worst, and they pay me. Pay me!
A Mellor,
most happy fella.
Oh, why isn't life ever fair?
Anson King.
Hello.
You have alleged that the Metropolitan Police falsely imprisoned and subsequently assaulted you.
Yes.
They deny this, but I am able to offer you some financial compensation to make up for your loss of earnings in your career as a minicab driver.
Thank you.
Here is a cheque for £70,000.
£70,000? Haven't you got anything smaller? I'm was curling up with my nurse's friend the other day. I buy it for the winner bed bath competition on the back page, you know, when I saw that the number of managers in some NHS hospitals has risen by as much as 320%. Mind you, I got the figure from a magazine in the waiting room, so it's probably at least 2 years out of date. Headlines checked in at the local hospital to see just how well all those managers were managing.
Hello? Oh, yes, sir. You're permanently tired and your swelling won't go down? Okay, sir, we can see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Goodbye now, Mr. Miller. Next.
Excuse me, are you the receptionist?
I am the input-output control customer relations operations manager, yes, sir. How may I help you?
Well, I'd like to see a doctor, please.
Oh, I don't know about that, sir. This is an NHS hospital.
Well, it's rather urgent. I've had my leg in plaster for 3 weeks and I think I've got an infection.
Oh, so you need this cast changing, do you?
I've been saying that for the last 19 years.
Then through there, if doctor has a moment, he might be able to fit you in.
Oh,
although
you
do have to realise that in your current condition, you are not really a viable business proposition.
What do you mean?
Well, you're ill for a start. Follow me.
Oh, good morning, doctor.
No, I'm not the doctor. I'm senior assistant deputy to the deputy assistant senior administrator, brackets finance department.
Oh, yes. So you're a civil servant?
Unless you annoy me, yes.
Then you don't actually have any medical training.
I spent a couple of months in Guy's.
Well, your private life is your own affair, eh? But surely the health service should be spending money on nursing staff and beds, not more bureaucrats.
Oh, no, sir, not according to Mrs. Bottomley. She says we have to save money on actual medical expenses.
Yes, indeed. We've already had to make some pretty nasty cuts in the vasectomy clinic.
Oh.
I suppose Mrs. Bottomley is doing her bit to help, though. She did give blood this week.
Yes, not all of it, unfortunately.
What you have to realise, sir, is that this is a business venture. We have to maximise our earning opportunities. That's why we're charging patients to watch television.
What?
Yes, £10 each. Mind you, they do get a refund if they watch Hale and Pace.
Fair enough.
But we are doing well in our local league table, sir. Only 2% of patients stay here for over a week.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Trouble is, we're having to employ 2 more mortuary managers to cope with the rush.
Yes, that is true. Things are so bad, next time I get a stiff, I just won't know where to put it.
Ah. You've not been treating a Mr. Friggins at all, have you?
No. Well, there is some good news, sir. We've at last found somebody who can cut down this mountain of paperwork we've got at the moment.
Yes, we have. He's definitely the right man for the job. Someone who's used to shifting huge amounts of totally unnecessary written material.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do. Andrew Morton.
Would you like to...
And now... Stepping back into the limelight as a star in her own right, ladies and gentlemen, Diana, just an ordinary girl, Windsor.
I'm known, I'm afraid, as the blonde princess, a figure of fairy tales. But I'm just that girl in a party dress who danced with the Prince of Wales. Blue jeans and a Walkman, that's all I need. The thrill of them never fails. If I'd life round again, I'd be called Plain Jane. But I danced with the Prince of Wales. I'd lunch in a cafe as I lived before. I'd rummage through summer sales. To be known as the girl next door, but I married the Prince of Wales. Well, now I'll be me, and I'll shun the fame. With glamour and glitz, I'm through. It was tosh and old hat, but the public bought that, and I hope they'll buy this lot too.
Oh, what about the latest piece of madness from Europe? Hey, and I don't mean keeping Leon Britton in work. Those mental continentals in the EC have just declared that Scotch whisky is a dangerous chemical, and the EC inspectors will have to monitor its production. So will they go about their task in the right spirit, or will this rumour be scotched? They're coming towards me. Headlines. Headlines hightailed it on the high road to investigate the hijinks in the Highlands.
Soon my fiendish experiments will draw to a close. But where is MacIgor, my trusty assistant? MacIgor!
Aye, master.
MacIgor, I had a hunch you were around here somewhere. Is everything prepared for tonight's experiment?
Aye, master.
Excellent. I have a feeling that tonight is the night when I finally pull out the big one.
Are you sure that's wise, master?
Silence, fool. Yes, tonight, after years of experiment, I shall create the ultimate whiskey. Okay, okay, okay.
Another of your okayed schemes, master.
I shall succeed, or my name isn't Baron Hamish Drunkenstein.
What was that?
My special whiskey alarm.
Ah, the bells, the bells. Oh, sorry, master, wrong horror film.
Hush, MacIgor, a strange reaction to that joke there. Never mind. Hush, MacIgor, something must be afoot.
Stop exaggerating, master.
No, you fool. It must be intruders come to sniff out my inhuman concoction.
Oh, rather them than me. Fear not, master. I shall quickly repair them.
Good, but how?
I shall show them my baby photos.
But there will be no need for that.
Crimmins, who are you?
I am Herman Van Helsing, the special EC Scotch inspector.
Jinx, not Herman the German, head of the Euro Bureau of Risky Whiskey.
The very same.
And why are you here, Van Helsing?
I am sorry if I get your back up. Oh, well, forgive me. I am here because I've had a tip-off.
Oh. I'm sorry, Lanny, I don't do the cosmetic surgery.
No, Baron Drunkenstein. A tip-off that the whiskey you produce here is nothing but a crazed combination of corrosive chemicals, cunningly conceived to create a cataclysmic, chaotic collapse in your customer's characteristics.
That's a load of consonants.
Perhaps, but we have been informed that you actually use pieces of human beings in your foul whiskey experiments.
Oh, dear you, laddie. My whiskey has plenty of body, but not that sort.
Do you deny that your last whiskey was a blend of two parts of Johnny Walker to one part of Glenfiddich? Huh? Now, which parts? And what did you do with the rest of these unfortunate fellows?
Those are no people. They're brand names.
Oh, dear. So there isn't any fiendish body snatching whiskey crisis after all?
No, no, we never make a dram out of a crisis.
In that case, please excuse this intrusion. Goodbye.
Ah, he's gone, MacIgor.
Aye, master, and your secret is still safe.
That's right, he only asked about our whiskey. Good job he didn't ask how we make our rum. That would have scared him.
But we'll keep quiet about that, eh?
Of course, that's why it's called the Silence of the Lambs. Oh, you, wanted to see me, Chancellor?
Yes, yes, I did, actually. Now, tell me, how much have we managed to cut from the public spending bill?
£5 billion.
Oh, excellent.
Which means in 1996 you'll be able to give the country what it wants.
Ooh, a tax cut?
No, a Labour government. Good morning. I was in my local, the Anchor and Slingbacks, the other day, you know, reading my copy of the Headlines Annual, price £7.99, published by Robson Books. Available soon in all good bookshops, when I got chatting to this sailor, you know, the way one does, you know, and he told me that the traditional bell-bottoms of the naval uniform are soon to be phased out in a cost-cutting exercise. So who's going to redesign these trousers? Does the Navy have its own hot couturier? As far as the Headlines is concerned, yes. Over to an office at the Admiralty.
is he, Trailer?
Rear Admiral, I have the man outside.
Okay, you come in here to see me and properly dress, Sailor. Where are your trousers?
Oh, I don't wear trousers, sir. I'm a wren.
What?
A wren, sir, you know. A female rating.
A female? Oh, my word, yes. So you are. You haven't got hairs on your legs. I really must get out more, there's no doubt about it. Sitting here alone all day with only my sextant for company, I don't know. And these thick pebble glasses, really. What's your name, boy?
Chief Petty Officer Fiona Frigget, sir.
Yes, I had a feeling it might be anything for a cheap laugh. Well, I'm Rear Admiral Quentin Ensign the Second, but you can call me QE2, you know.
Oh, thank you, sir. Another cheap laugh.
Not that cheap.
I have outside the designer for the new naval uniform, Able Seaman Ames.
Oh, really? Yes. One of those who's very good to his mother. I know the lad, yes. Send the fellow my lad in.
Right, sir. At the double. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
hello.
Who the hell are you?
Able Seaman Hardy Amis. I'm hard to my friends.
You're bloody well not in here, sunshine. And don't you know the proper salute? It's not performed with one hand on the hip, you know.
Oh, good gracious. What's happened to my roll of material? It's gone.
I whipped it out from under your arm after you caught the sub-lieutenant amidships. Here it is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Able Seaman Ames.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is this what you're planning to use for the new uniforms?
That is correct, yes.
Cerise Taffeta.
You have a problem with that?
Cerise Taffeta?
Would you prefer heliotrope?
You seriously expect me to approve a uniform that will make the British Navy look like refugees from the Bolshoi Ballet?
Don't knock it till you've tried it, Chunky.
Chunky, I have nothing to do with pineapples, I... I'm a Rear Admiral.
Well, hey, ho. Hey. Let me show you my swatch.
Frigate, in the room.
I think he's referring to his cloth sample, sir.
You're not wrong. As an alternative to the cerise taffeta, voila. Bell bottoms take up such a lot of material, so I thought I'd go the other way.
Now, there's a novelty, yes.
Well, it suddenly struck me. Lycra.
What?
Lycra. A nice, snug-fitting trouser. In fact, skin-tight. Much safer than bell-bottoms. Nothing can get caught when shinning up and down the rigging.
Oh, you want to bet?
Now, the other thing the Navy wants to dispense with is the tropical white uniform. So, to complement the lycra shorts, how about an alluring off-the-shoulder mess jacket in crushed apricot organza?
Good God, I've never heard anything like it. Cerise taffeta, lycra shorts, crushed apricot organza. Call yourself a sailor? You're a disgrace to Her Majesty's Navy. What you need is licking into shape, my lad.
I won't argue with that, sir.
CPR! Get this man out of here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, if that's your attitude, I'll take these designs where they will be appreciated.
Where's that?
The Army.
The Army is interested in those designs?
Well, one battalion is.
You don't mean...
I do.
The Queen's Own. Yes. I knew it. Get out. Look. Whoa.
Hello, Ted. You're back from the gym early.
I certainly am, my dearest. I jogged all the way home.
Oh, yes, you must be careful.
I'm going to be careful.
Just because George Foreman won the heavyweight title fight at 45 doesn't mean you can go taking risks.
Risks? What do you mean? I've just gone 10 rounds with Bob the Basingstoke Basher Simpkins.
10 rounds?
Yes, and I won on a knockout. Listen here.
I'm listening.
Good. First, that Basher lands a head blow. That was one almighty crack.
Oh, dear.
Next, the knocks off me teeth out. Still, I slip those dentures back.
Oh, good.
Is left hook so strong I stood and shook just to watch those biceps flex.
Biceps flex.
Then his straight right sends me reeling. That blow nearly broke me specs.
Never he didn't.
Then I get me lucky break. He slips. Oh. And there lies a basher on the floor.
Oh, right.
Me, a man of nearly 60. Him, a youthful 94.
And finally, Stop Press.
Jerry Marsden refused to perform at a working men's club because they wouldn't provide him with his own private loo.
Well, he was sharing the bill with Shakin' Stevens and Wet, you know.
An undertaker in America is now turning people into mummies.
Yes, he's a sort of Egyptian Cecil Parkinson, really. Yes, we'll pass that one round at the end of the evening. There we are.
Historians have discovered that William Shakespeare spelt his name 6 different ways.
He must have been claiming income support.
A Korean restaurant has been reprimanded for having fried golden retriever on its menu.
Every time the piece shot off the customer's plates, the main course jumped down and brought him back.
A 97-year-old man has got married for the very first time.
When asked to say I do, he said I hope I can.
British Rail have hired classical musicians to play Tchaikovsky on their trains.
Trouble is, the 1812 doesn't arrive until 1930. I think so. Yes, oh yes. Always give a bit of class, a bit of air, I always say, you know.
A programme on Channel 4 claimed that Mother Teresa took bribes.
And I never even knew she played for Liverpool, did you?
A food expert in Somerset is serving deep fried locusts.
Yes, they're 85p each or £70,000 for a plague.
To launch the national lottery, there's to be the biggest leaflet drop in history.
Yes, they all fall out of one copy of the Radio Times, as usual.
An artist who specialises in painting pictures of road-building gangs has been given his own exhibition.
Yes, it's amazing how the workman's bottoms seem to follow you around the room, isn't it?
British scientists have developed a revolutionary new way of looking at the heart.
Trouble is, it takes weeks before you can sit down again.
The River Piddle in Dorset is drying up.
All ideas to refill it on a postcard, please.
The end of the Stop Press.
Well, I'll be back next week unless I'm propositioned by David Miller. Ta-da, ta-da!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Moss from the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Common, Michael Dines, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Mark Wissenden. Alex Stepanyuk, Nick R. Thomas, D.A. Barham, Rob Colley, Les Worley, Danny McCulloch and Malcolm Needs with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Brian Sykes, Stuart Curry, Paul Matthews, John Finch, Carl Tollerton, Robert Linford and Dave Dixon. John Holland, Paul Harrison, Pete Sargent, Dennis McHale, John Napier, Brian Taylor, Terry Goddard, John Fye and Barry Siegel.
All of whom will be receiving a copy of the Headlines Annual from our producer,
Phil Bowker.
Personal statement by the dishonourable member for Putney, David Mellor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to quash newspaper allegations that I'm an insatiable womaniser who no sooner meets a lady than jumps in a bed with her. Furthermore, Madam Speaker.
Yes?
What are you doing tonight, gorgeous, eh?